The text is Jesus' interpretation of the parable of the sower found in Matthew 13. Jesus says, "Listen then to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is the seed sown along the path. The one who receives the seed that fell on rocky places is the man who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since he has no root, he lasts only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, he quickly falls away. The one who received the seed that fell among the thorns is the man who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke it, making it unfruitful. But the one who received the seed that fell on good soil is the man who hears the word and understands it. He produces a crop yielding 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown." Here ends our text. Looking at this parable today, we're not going to focus on the sower or on the seed, but on the soil. The NIV insert and the English Standard Version and most modern translations, they don't do that. They translate, "This is the seed sown along the path." The New American Standard and the King James, they focus on the soil, which personifies people. We know this because it's masculine, which means it's a person, it's not a thing. So these two rightly translate, "This is the one on whom seed was sown," and "This is he which received the seed." So there are four kinds of soil, and the question is, which one are you? You have 3 out of 4 chances of being bad soil, according to Jesus. First, there is hard-packed soil. This type of soil doesn't receive the word at all. It just sits there outside of you, like so much seed upon a hard, beaten path. And look above you. See the birds roosting there in the rafters? Jesus says they are eager to swoop down from their perch and eat up the word that has bounced off your hard head and heart. The birds in the parable, according to Jesus, are really the devil himself, the evil one. The next kind of soil does receive the word. The insert calls it rocky, but it's not soil mixed with rock. It's rock with a thin layer of soil on top of it. One commentator says it's rock covered by mold. I like that. Mold is fertile and it sprouts seeds quickly. These lichen-covered rocks are the people who immediately receive the word with joy. But that joy isn't rooted in understanding. So when trouble or persecution come because of the word, they don't quickly fall away, as that insert translates. No, they immediately become offended, stumble, and are lost. Although the Lord promises that persecutions go hand in hand with his word, shallow Christians who receive the word with quick joy drop it just as quickly when the promised troubles arrive. Then there is the curious thorny soil. This soil too receives the word, and it even makes a nice plant. But weeds grow faster than good plants, and so they take away the sun, the water, and the nutrients, choking it into unfruitfulness. That doesn't startle you, but it should. The ancients knew of 2 types of plants. They were oikarpa, that is, ones that produce edible, useful seeds. And then they knew of plants that were acarpa, that is, ones that produce fruit, which was no use to man, not edible. But the ancients did not know of the kind described in our text by the word acarpos, that is, not having fruit at all. In nature, all plants bear fruit. The only difference is some can be eaten, others can't. An unfruitful plant? Well, that's unheard of. The fruit of the Spirit is faith, love, peace, joy, hope, and patience. Do you see this fruit in your life? Do you see this fruit in your life amidst the thorns of worry, jealousy, animosity, despair, and irritation? Do you see this fruit in the midst of the thorns of wealth and prosperity that dance before your eyes like specters and you chase right after? Don't you find that strange? The thorns that do the impossible, that is, make people who have received the Word and grown in the Word unfruitful, these thorns are opposites. Their pains and their pleasures. Their worries and their weal. Their lack of mammon and their mammon. I don't know about you, but I'm ready for the weed eater. Cut me down and throw me in the fire. I'm one of these three kinds of soil all the time. How about you? You better say yes, or you're still hard-packed soil that isn't receiving this word being preached to you, and get ready to duck, because Satan is about to swoop from that rafter and take it away from you yet again. We all must admit we're poor soil, because there's only one who wasn't after the fall. Adam and Eve were made by God from dirt into perfect soil, but they fell. So God the Father sent God the Son descending into our dust in order to raise our dust to heaven. Flesh and blood, which is no more than dust from dust, cannot enter heaven without Him. Try as you might to be good soil, receptive soil, suffering soil, fruitful soil, and you remain dirt apart from the God who was not willing, who was not only willing to get dirty for your sakes, but became dirt itself. And what good dirt Jesus was. Jesus lived a life without soiling himself or others. Think about it. He never soiled himself with unbelief, misbelief, or other great shame or vice. He never treated his mother like dirt like you have. He never tracked dirt into his stepfather's home the way you have willfully. And oh, the fruit that the soil Jesus produced. Out of this world in beauty, out of this world in quantity, out of this world in quality. You've had plants like that in your garden before. They were your pride and joy, your boast and your glory. Look, you'd say to visitors, see what great tomatoes, cucumbers, or peppers my plant produced. That fear, love, and trust of God above all things, that it's always withering on your vine, well, that was bountiful on Jesus. That chaste heart, which your soil can only dirty with perverse thoughts, was pristine in Jesus. God the Father could have bragged on God the Son, His fruitful plant. You and I are the dirt bags, not Jesus. But instead of bragging on Jesus, the Father found the Son guilty of all the acts, words, and thoughts you would die of shame if you were convicted of, as you should be. Jesus' hands were dirty with the dirt you got from digging around where you weren't supposed to be. His mouth was dirty with the foul things that you say. His thoughts were dirty with your filthy lust. And there's only one place for such a filthy, foul, dirty person. The Holy God cannot but judge such a person, torture such a person, and damn such dirt. But rather than do that to you, He did it to His unsoiled Son. There are four kinds of soil, and three of them are bad. Since the fall, there is only one good soil, and He works like Medina. If you try to garden in Texas, you better know about Medina Soil Activator. It was developed in 1962 in Hondo, Texas. Hondo is about 50 miles west of San Antonio. That's not an area known for good soil. Medina was developed to change poor soil and fruitful soil to good soil. Jesus is like Medina. There's no good soil on its own. We are all hard as a beaten path upon which the Word of God just bounces right off. We all have no more soil over the rock-hard bottom of our hearts than a thin lichen layer of mold. Even when we receive the Word, the thorns of our worries and pleasures choke out any fruit the good Word was going to produce. On our own, this poor soil is only going back to the dust that it came from, to be blowing in the hot winds of hell for all eternity. but we're not on our own. Our God has not left us so. No, through the word preached, taught, and read into your ears, Jesus is at work on us like Medina soil activator on West Texas dirt. His word preached, taught, read is the power of the Holy Spirit. So it doesn't stop at our ears. Oh no, the Spirit uses the word of the law to break up our soil. He tosses out lichen-covered rocks and he pulls up the cares and pleasures that prevent us from being all that our Lord would have us be. But you know from gardening that breaking up the ground, tossing out the rocks, and uprooting the thorns, that doesn't grow squat. Something has to be planted, watered, and fed. The word of the gospel is what needs to be planted, watered, and fed in you. The gospel is that Jesus, the perfect soil, became dirt in your place. Isaiah says they plowed long furrows on his back so that our hard-packed soil could be broken up. God allowed sinners to take up rocks to stone Jesus so the Holy Spirit could toss out the rocks of our heart. God had a crown of thorns jammed down on Jesus' holy head so we would not be at the mercy of the thorns in our life. The gospel word, preached, taught, and read into your ears, implants in your heart faith in Jesus' perfect life and innocent death, and faith in Jesus is never alone. Jesus remembers, like Medina, he changes poor, dirty, unfruitful soil to good soil. Jesus plants the forgiveness of sins in the soil of our heart. Stop thinking about that sin. It's forgiven. Even if your conscience says it isn't and others agree, Jesus still says it is forgiven. Jesus waters that faith in the forgiveness of your sins by means of holy baptism. Go to the font. Sprinkle its water-activated word upon that fledging faith of yours. See how it drowns that dirty old man and creates a new creation in the very image of Jesus. But don't stop with baptism. Jesus would change your soil and nourish your sprouting faith by communion. You know, human flesh and blood, they are great fertilizers. They can change soil more rapidly than Medina, but they carry communicable diseases, so they shouldn't be used that way. But Jesus' body and blood can be. There are legends where drops of blood from the crucified Jesus hit the ground and beautiful flowers sprang up. But it's no legend that the body of Jesus didn't decay. So his empty tomb was not filled with the smell of death, but of costly ointments and perfume. We eat his body and we drink his blood, and these produce in our body and blood life, hope, joy, peace, forgiveness, and faith. This is all well and good and even exciting. But how do I know this message, this word, is being sown into my heart? Well, do you have ears? Jesus says, he who has ears, he's the one who's to hear this. If you have ears, this message is for you, no matter what kind of soil you are. No matter how dirty, shallow, or thorny you may be. Jesus is sowing these words on you, and he wants to, and he is able to do what you cannot do. Jesus can break up your hard heart that is accepting, defending, and keeping your sins. Jesus can pull up those thorny sins that you are not able to. Jesus can give you spiritual depth so that the implanted word will grow, flower, and bear fruit to God's glory and your eternal good. The road to becoming good soil starts with the word that is sown here many times each week for anyone who has ears. Though 75% of it is lost to birds, rocks, and thorns, the sower keeps on sowing, and the good soil keeps on receiving it with understanding. Though only 25% of the good seed grows, matures, and produces, it produces crops yielding 30, 60, or 100 times as much as was sown. And that's not a bad yield to bring from dirt. Amen. Now the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.